And protests are continuing this week in Sacramento, California, following the death of 22-year-old Stephon Clark, the unarmed black man shot by Sacramento police in his grandparents' backyard on March 18th. His family wants the DA to file charges against the officers. Today, state officials announced that a state investigator will be embedded in the local investigation. Nick Miller of Capital Public Radio is here. And Nick, remind us, what are the police saying about what they observed and why they felt they had to shoot?
Police responded to a 911 call that Sunday night, an individual who was breaking windows. They arrived on the scene, two officers and a deputy in a helicopter. That deputy up in the air observed allegedly Stephon Clark breaking a glass window to a sliding door in someone's backyard, then hop over the fence. The two deputies saw Clark in a side yard, pursued him into the backyard, and then fired at him 20 times. Killing him on the scene. The original call was at 9:13 p.m. The shooting occurred at 9:26 p.m. And the officers, you know, on the ground saw him maybe 1 or 2 minutes before he was killed.
A couple of things. Is there a broken sliding glass window?
It can't be confirmed yet. We won't know probably for several months until the end of the investigation. The law enforcement is claiming that there was.
And we understand one of the questions being raised is about the body cams on the police.
Yeah, there's been some contentiousness around that. Two of the officers hit the mute button on their body cameras after the killing when they were having conversations. The police chief says this is acceptable in some situations. For instance, if they're talking about a confidential source. However, there's been some outrage in the community. Individuals were chanting during marching last week and they'd say, mute. Mute. So they were just chanting about the use of the mute button.
Right. And there, of course, the questions of, isn't there anything else but a volley of bullets? Here's Stephon Clark's grandmother, Sakita Thompson, at a very emotional press conference yesterday.
They didn't have to kill him like that. They didn't have to shoot him that many times.
Now, just, you know, really powerful. But what are the police saying about, you know, not using a taser or not sending in a police dog or some other way of interacting?
From law enforcement, there hasn't been a lot of second guessing of the officers. For instance, should they have pursued Clark into the backyard or waited for backup? We're seeing basically the party line of let's wait until this investigation is complete before we have those kind of conversations.
Well, look, on Sunday, protesters blocked thousands of fans from going to a Kings game. The Sacramento Kings and the Boston Celtics wore T-shirts before the game with Stephon Clark, you know, hashtag Stephon Clark on the back, accountability, we are one on the front. So there's a lot of support for the protesters. And there's also another case. In 2016, the DA's office didn't prosecute two police officers who shot and killed Joseph Mann, another unarmed black man. So what's the feeling of the, you know, just average people on the street there?
This is unique to Sacramento. Sacramento is not typically a robust protest town. I've never seen anything like this in my experience as a reporter in Sacramento, shutting down freeways, blocking thousands of fans from a basketball game. The unrest is real. I followed protesters on a Friday night through a inner ring suburb neighborhood where Stephon Clark's family lived, where he grew up. They marched for several miles for nearly 5 hours. I've never seen anything like this in Sacramento.
We'll see how it plays out. Nick Miller of Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, thank you.
Thank you.